We did win without Ron Slay.
Last I heard of that league, it was over, and now it's back.
I'm back. There was one good performance, and I was pretty good last night, I must say. I feel like that one performance, as Reed said, the human psyche is a fragile thing, especially in sports. Now that I've got it back, I'm going to keep playing.
Chad, you and I, we have not even dipped our toe in the water when it comes to cutting the cord. A lot of our friends have, friends and family members have, or are trying to do that. But we're diving in to figure out how people are going about it and why certain people still don't do that yet. Reed is an Xfinity customer. I use Xfinity for my internet services. And I'm interested to get different sides of people that choose to and people that remain either cable or satellite subscribers like you and I. Sarah Jo Walker is our guest, Director of Public Relations for Comcast South, and she's nice enough to join us. Thanks so much for the time. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing really well. So I guess the first question for you is, because we're having a discussion on cord cutting, how big of an issue has that been for you guys? Obviously, Comcast, a huge company, is doing very well, and most people that's listening to this right now are probably Comcast customers. But is this something that you guys have had to combat?
First of all, cord cutting is not a very exact term. it's certainly true that consumers are viewing TV differently, but the term implies that consumers face a simple either-or question, streaming versus cable. And that's not really the case. Comcast, for example, offers solutions for every type of viewer and every budget, including internet-only customers. So we've certainly changed our packages and changed our business with the cord-cutting industry coming along. But, for most consumers, I think the key is to know what content is most important and how and where you want the content delivered to you. So you have to consider cost versus quality and quantity and content to consider your limitations and with various options that are out there. But usually cost is the biggest factor for cord cutters, not content.
Well, and Hutton mentioned that he has the internet through Comcast. Mm-hmm. I've always felt like I'm someone who I want to eliminate things that are on the periphery. Like, I want the simplest route to get to my entertainment, to pay one bill, to do everything with that. I feel like that's what Comcast really has over every other company out there, especially in this market, is the ability to bundle so many different things together and simplify it to where you have everything with one company. Has that been a big sales point for you guys with all of this?
Absolutely. And, we can also individualize our packages for customers. So, obviously you're not really cutting the cord because you do still need internet. So you need an internet service provider. And fortunately for us, we can provide internet and also offer TV packages or skinny bundles and streaming packages. More often than not, these so-called cord cutters tend to miss out on some of the content they love, or they wind up paying for multiple streaming services and they're not really getting the big savings that they thought they were going to get. I mean, I know for me, there's no way I could be a cord cutter. My husband loves every type of sport that is out there. My son loves Disney and Sesame Street, and I have to watch The Bachelorette and Outlander and Game of Thrones. So if we cut the cord, we would end up signing up for, I don't even know how many streaming services. Then with the cost of internet on that, we would be better off just getting a bundled package.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head there with having to go to so many different streaming services to put together the entertainment package that you want, as opposed to something that's right there. Something else I want to ask you, because I'm actually a DirecTV customer, and I spoke to them yesterday, and something that frustrates me with their packages is I couldn't do anything a la carte. So if I went from one package, the extra, to the choice package, I was eliminating way too many sports channels that I watch. Mm-hmm. So in talking to one of their customer service reps, I couldn't say, all right, we're going to eliminate all of these news channels, for instance, and keep these sports channels. You just go from one package to the next. You talked about sort of fitting things to the consumer out there. How much of that goes on at Comcast where you can get specific about channels you want and put together sort of your own package for what you watch?
Well, I mean, it depends. You know, there are limitations for every cable company to allow you to just pick and choose which channel you want. But we have come up with a number of packages that really cater to everyone's needs. We have four Xfinity mobile, or I'm sorry, Xfinity stores in the greater Nashville area where we have representatives that can find the right package for you. And like I said earlier, we have internet-only customers that can get hundreds of streaming channels. And then we have skinny bundles where you can get internet and, you know, a certain type of package. And then you can also add on HBO or Stars. So the possibilities are endless. And so that's why I say it's not an either or, streaming versus cable. There's really solutions for everyone and for every budget.
Sarah Jo Walker is the director of public relations for Comcast South. I'm curious about, Chad brought up the a la carte option. Do you think we'll ever get to a point where we can choose five or six channels and that's it through a company like Xfinity? Or are the networks bundling their channels together, forcing the cable and satellite companies to put these packages together? For instance, if ESPN, who's owned by Disney, Disney wants their entire package as a part of Comcast instead of just ESPN. Is that keeping companies from allowing us to just purchase channel by channel instead of 50 and only watching like seven?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that there are a lot of costs associated with this industry on every end. And so, you know, these companies are trying to find the best way to package this for customers while also keeping costs down. You know, for us, we try to look at every type of customer that we have. We even have a program called Xfinity on Campus where we have streaming television for college students. So we basically work out agreements with colleges and have our services on campus for students. So we have something for everyone. You know, that's a hard answer. I'm not sure what the future will hold. But we certainly have some skinny packages, you know, with limited numbers of channels, add-ons that you can have, and then internet.
Sarah Jo Walker is the Director of Public Relations at Comcast in the South Region. And Sarah, really appreciate your time today. This is the perfect way to get this started, and we're just going to have a big discussion now moving forward. Really appreciate your time on this. Thanks for doing it.
Well, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Sarah Jo Walker. There's the Comcast side of it.
Well, the Comcast side is also, she mentioned, moving more online. You know, they offer these online options now. And you know, I was reading Variety last night, and our guy Brian Steinberg from Variety, who joins us for Super Bowl commercial breakdowns, he had a piece about 2017 and cord cutting just for last year. And he says that overall, 196 million adults in the U.S. will have traditional pay-for-TV cable or satellite. That's down 2.4% from 2016. And then marketers are projecting that by 2021, while 2017 had 196 million cable and satellite subscribers, that will drop to 181 million cable or satellite subscribers over the next 3 years. So if you're projecting where this is all headed, it's all headed online.
It's all headed online. And she did make a good distinction there of, you know, cord cutting is a broad term, but you don't have to just cut the cord to stream. I mean, I do both. I have Netflix. I have Amazon that I watch. I don't have Hulu and everything out there.
The TVs now allow you to do it.
Yeah,
where you hit the Netflix button.
You can DirecTV Now. You know, you can stream through DirecTV, through Comcast, through a lot of different things. So I understand what she's saying there, but we're talking more about moving away from having any type of cable or satellite provider and streaming everything through the internet and your television and what that means for the future.
There are two main questions I want to get to, and I want listener participation on this.
We want to hear from some Comcast Xfinity customers also and your thoughts on that interview, but your experience with it as well. 615-737-1045. I will say, as of right now, if I did anything moving away from DirecTV, I would go with Comcast to bundle everything because I want simplicity. I don't want to go to a lot of different places and pay a lot of different places. That's why I'd lean more towards Comcast Xfinity. Would love to get your thoughts on this. 615-737-1045.
It's all coming up. And the two questions I would love, you can tweet us at Midday180. You can chime in 615-737-1045 with what you've done to cord cut. But if you're reluctant to do it, I want to know which channels are keeping you from cord cutting. Which networks?
That's a great question.
Are you willing to pay for that Comcast or DirecTV or UVerse or any of these companies provide that you cannot find? That's number one. And number two, how much does DVR play into all of this, where you can record all of your shows and you have everything on that box instead of what you can watch online? Now, I know some of this is moving to the cloud, where you have unlimited DVR space on the cloud. I want to learn all about that today. 615-737-1045, our number.
I'm also going to tell you why I fear the cloud. I fear it. Not a fan of the cloud. Not a fan of everything that I have information-wise just floating out there in the cloud. You can be comfortable. You can feel good about Exit Realty and the Moore Group and Associates. It's unlike the cloud. You should fear the cloud. Don't fear Monty Moore and his team with Exit Realty. It's really simple with them. If you're selling or buying a home locally, they're going to sell your home for $950. The website is wesellhomesfor950.com. Phone number is 615-636-8244. What does that mean in terms of savings on a $300,000 home? That's over $8,000 in savings. Savings that can be used for a down payment, for closing costs. They've got over 100 years combined real estate experience with Monty Moore and his team. They've saved their clients nearly $4 million versus common commissions of other agents. What all are you going to get for $950? You're going to get a lot. In-home consultation, professional photography, full-time listing manager, expansive social media and internet marketing, a mega open house, professional showing service, expert consultation and negotiation, and a full-time transaction management service. Give Exit Realty and the Moore Group and Associates a call right now. Find out what they can do for you. If you're even thinking about buying or selling your home locally, give Exit Realty and the Moore Group and Associates a call. 615-636-8244 or online at wesellhomesfor950.com.
Live right now at 615-737-ZONE. 615-737-0663. You will win a gift card to Holiday World and Splash and Safari, and you're going to be qualified to win $500 this Friday. Be caller 5 right now. 615-737-ZONE. It's the Zone Summer of Fun, presented by Jersey Mike Subs and by Holiday World and Splash and Safari. Our big discussion today, cord cutting. How you're going about doing it, the pros and cons of what you faced when you tried. I would love to hear from people that tried to cord cut but could not do it and went back to the traditional cable or satellite subscriber. Our subscription, and I set it up by saying I will likely be one of the last to completely cord cut from cable or satellite.
I think you and I are exactly the same on this, Hutton. That's why we want to get a lot of different perspectives. We're about to hear from David Reed on Comcast Xfinity, because I feel like you and I are too similar in our approach to entertainment.
Yeah.
With DirecTV, we've both been longtime DirecTV customers, and if I go anywhere, I'm probably going to Comcast. I'm still very hesitant to even think about completely cutting the cord and streaming everything.
But, you know, the talk right now is YouTube TV. So I'm interested to hear from listeners who do that now. 615-737-1045, our number. We have loaded lines, and we'll hear from David Reed, who is a very happy Xfinity customer. You and I are with DirecTV, and I've just never had a reason to not use them. They're accessible. They answer the phone quickly. I'm not sitting on hold, and they resolve my issue quickly. I've never really had an issue with them from that customer service standpoint. So that's why I stay with them. If they keep me happy, I stay around, and that's what I've done.
It's also, and we're going to talk DirecTV later, it's gotten better since AT&T took over, since they merged with AT&T.
You think so?
AT&T swallowed them up. I think the customer service experience when I've called them has gotten even better now that a bigger company is in charge of them.
Reed is the Xfinity subscriber in this room, and you say you love it. You told us in the green room you're not changing.
I went, it was over 3 years, and I didn't have internet or any type of cable or satellite service. I was working off an antenna for over 3 years, and it was almost a condition of marriage that we would get some type of cable or satellite
service. So Lindsay wanted Comcast.
Oh, yeah. It was dictated very early on.
So this was the 3 years leading up to Lindsay. Like, this is recently. This is not 1995
This was this millennia.
Wow.
Yeah, so... And it was, and a lot of it was cost restrictive for me at the time. And look, I'm paying more than I would like to right now for Comcast, but we, going into the process of trying to pick something out, we had certain criteria that we had to meet. There were channels that I wanted, there were channels that she wanted, and then we also needed to have access every week to the Vols, the Predators, and the Titans. And the easiest way to do that for us was through Comcast. And look, I know there's a lot of people who have had bad experiences with Comcast in the past, and they're very vocal online and when you open up phone lines for this. But we have not had one single issue in nearly 2 years with Comcast Xfinity.
So you're like me. If you receive the customer service that you expect from the companies that you're paying top dollar to, which... I'm paying top dollar for DirecTV, just like you are with Xfinity. But if they keep you happy, you're not going anywhere.
No, there's not been an issue.
I think that's the key with all of this.
There's not been an issue with any of the programming, any of the DVRs. No issue with the Wi-Fi, the internet service, none whatsoever. And I'm like Chad in a lot of ways too. I hear the people who've cut the cord, and it just seems like a part-time job. Trying to find out ways to pick this service or that service to get what you actually want. I'm willing to pay for the convenience of one-stop shopping.
I'm with you on that, although...
It's the biggest selling point to Comcast for me.
I think
if I can bundle all that together.
2 years ago, though, it was difficult to put together, I think. Now, all I hear is this YouTube TV. Unlimited DVR. You get all the sports channels that you want. I've heard from people who watch the Preds and Titans through YouTube TV now. So if that's the case, that's one stop.
Yeah. But did I tell you about the voice remote with Xfinity?
You love that.
I love that thing. I use that thing on a daily basis.
See,
there's no wondering where the Predators are tonight. All you do is hit the button and say Nashville Predators, and it takes you to the game. It doesn't matter if it's on Fox Sports 1.
But you knew where the game was.
No. They moved. It could be on...
It's 646 or 649 or 644.
Oh, I don't even...
Or 644-1. That's what it does on DirecTV. It'll bounce around.
I don't need to know what the channels are anymore. I have the voice remote. That's all I need. I couldn't tell you what channels are what on there. I just... Wherever I want to go, I just speak it into the remote and it goes there.
Can I give my chief complaint about Comcast?
Yes.
And this is what it infuriates me in this TV and here and everywhere you go with Comcast. I don't need 2,500 channels because you have duplicate channels of HD and standard def. This is one of the brilliant things about DirecTV. One channel. If your TV is standard def or it doesn't come in HD, it's going to be standard def. If it is available in HD and you have an HD television, it will come through in HD. You don't have to bounce back and forth between standard to the, you know, oh, I know it's over here, and then it's going to redirect me to this channel. And it just eliminates a lot of the clutter of the amount of channels that you have.
The Xfinity platform is like that.
It's very simple from that perspective.
This is a different platform than what I have. The Xfinity platform is like that. They're not the duplicate channels.
Well, I'm interested in Comcast. First off, the Xfinity and the high-speed internet part of this, people rave about.
I love Xfinity.
We've heard complaints about Comcast and how long you wait on hold and how difficult it is to get them to come out and do anything, but I've not heard any complaints about the internet. And I that's what interests me more than anything is right now, an example, we have DirecTV. We would bundle with AT&T for high-speed internet, but it's not available where we live. So they have some sort of lockout in that area, so we have to go to TDS Telecom for high-speed internet.
Personal experience there for me. I could have AT&T. I could bundle it with DirecTV. But Comcast, going to Reed's topic of just convenience, my new home is already, the coax cables are already installed. There's no digging. There's no installation. They flip a switch tomorrow morning when I have Xfinity internet installed, and should be able to hook up a box, and I'm good to go. Whereas if I have AT&T out there, they have to, use an auger and put this line underneath my driveway and drill into the side of my home to put the box in and different things. That's not convenient. So I'm sticking with what is. I'm not bundling. I'm going to pay Xfinity for internet and I'm paying DirecTV for everything else because of the convenience.
Well, and how many things we do for convenience. I mean, I still just think that if you cut the cord, you're doing it more for the price cut. And I get that. Like, if you go from $200
significant
to $100 and you get everything that you want in that $100, let's say it is, but it's not convenient because you're still paying about 7 different streaming services if you're putting everything together that you want. You know, there, it does complicate things.
But if you're looking to save $1,200 a year, you've done it.
Yes. Yeah. And that's a big part of it.
And we're probably shortchanging it.
But here's my point to that. What would you pay for convenience?
But here,
if you could simplify things and pay one place and know it's all taken care of by one company, let's say that's Comcast Xfinity, would you pay $30 extra a month for that convenience? I would. Now, maybe not everyone's in that position where they would want to do that, and I completely understand that, but I would pay for that convenience just to simplify things.
I would like to compare bills with someone who's cut the cord at the end of the year and see exactly what they are saving.
I don't buy some of these arguments we're seeing.
$10 here, $20 there adds up to a lot over the course of a year. I think you just have this perception that because you have disconnected from this evil cable company that you're saving money, and I don't think that's necessary.
I think people are saving money.
I don't know. You're still paying for internet of some sort. And if you're really streaming as much as you're trying to stream, you have to have a lot of bandwidth to do that.
615-737-1045, our number. One line available if you'd like to grab it. And we're going to have loaded lines. The lines are loaded now. So we're going to go rapid fire phones. And I'm sitting here ready to soak it all in. I'm not on one side or the other. I'm willing to listen to all of the options that are available.
We are wide open. At some point, we'll discuss more of DirecTV and what they offer. But let's take a bunch of phone calls as we move forward now from people on all sides of this.
If it's time to begin comparing prices for that car, truck, or SUV, make sure that you include Music City Autoplex in your search. I was in the market 2 years ago now, and no other dealership topped the way Music City Autoplex treated me. If you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, but you don't have the hours to spend pricing or comparing, no worries. Music City Autoplex is the most aggressively priced, high-volume pre-owned dealership in Middle Tennessee. That's a bold claim. But no one can beat the prices you'll find there. They know how to buy smart. They buy more. They pass the savings on to you because it's a fact that they buy for less than the competition. Compare them against anyone locally or on the web. They're located 15 minutes from downtown, 2430 Gallatin Pike. 2430 Gallatin Pike is their street address. Their other address is online, musiccityautoplex.com. You're going to find the uncommon dealership. And the bottom line is, buying a car is a big deal. It's one of the largest purchases we make. Be sure you buy from people you can trust, people who possess an uncommon level of integrity. Those are the people you're going to find at Music City Autoplex. Make sure you give them the opportunity to earn your business. 2430 Gallatin Pike, just north of Rivergate. Check them out on the web at musiccityautoplex.com. On Summer of Fun, he's qualified to win $500 this Friday. Your next chance to win is at 435 with the 3HL. The Zone Summer of Fun presented by Jersey Mike Subs. And by Holiday World and Splash and Safari.
Hutton, last week when you were out, we had the greatest winner name of all time in this contest, this promotion.
Yeah?
A gentleman by the name of Al Box. That was his name. A-L-B-O-X.
That's an excellent name.
I mean, it sounds like a pro wrestler or something. You know, Al Box. I just had to say it over and over again throughout the show.
It's like Al Vex from the House Foundation.
Yes. Al Box won last week. I mean, we don't want to play favorites in this game. We hope everyone that listens and calls in has an equal shot at winning, and they do. But I would be lying if I said that I wasn't secretly rooting for Al Box to be the big winner.
Speaking of television, Al Vex used to work for Tennessee Crossroads.
Oh, I love that show. I still DVR that show.
I still watch it to this day. But he came and did a story.
I like that show, too.
When I was like in the second or third grade, he came and did a story on my neighbor who made Willow Furniture. And like Al Vex coming to Spring Hill was like the biggest deal at the time.
So that's a great segue, because the reason why I think Claire and I stick with DirecTV the most is because of that DVR box. All of her shows are recorded on there. She's got so many episodes of different things to watch. And if you switch it out, you lose it all. But my DVR consists of three main shows. 60 Minutes. I've got
Game of Thrones.
Well, I watch that live. Yeah. Or I try to. Or I stream it. I've got Tennessee Crossroads and This Old House. Those are my three shows.
So you could get by with CBS and PBS and be fine.
The only thing I don't do that sounds young right now is I don't get the paper to subscribe. It dropped off of my house anymore.
Hutton, surprisingly, didn't make Mike Organ's list of 60 over 60.
Yeah. He had to check my birth certificate based on my DVR.
Here's the 60 over 60.
Oh.
Rick Bird, Jonathan Hutton. Oh, that's great.
Let's go to the phones.
Oh, so quickly, though, Hutton.
Yes.
You inspired me to record 60 Minutes, which I've already done that now. Now both of you guys have inspired me to record all on Tennessee Crossroads.
Please do. You will not regret it.
I love that show. It also reminds me that
Joel Moore.
Oh, just the places they go. Like, that's, I love the exploring the state of Tennessee.
Joe's not going to live forever. I want to put my name in running
yes.
to host Tennessee Crossroads. When Joe's no longer with us.
You just want to go in and read the teleprompter. You don't want to go out and do the report?
No, yeah, I just want to host.
Oh, I want to go. I want to, like, go to Crossville.
Unless there's
explore.
Food involved. Like, I'll go to a meeting three out in the middle of nowhere and report on that.
And that just brings up, we could do a parody of Tennessee Crossroads where we send Paul out to do reports on different areas.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
No.
That'd be terrible. Hud and I have read many a promo for Tennessee Crossroads and Antique Roadshow also.
I watched Antique Roadshow on Sunday.
Antique Roadshow is Mike Keith's favorite show. On PBS. Let's go to Roy. What's up, Roy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show.
Thank you, Roy.
A year ago, my wife and I thought we'd save a whole bunch of money and get away from Comcast. Turned out to be pretty much of a disaster. The conclusion I came to is that if you have time to sit and build your own bundle through streaming services and whatever, then you can save a lot of money. But if you can't do that, you're like me, you're kind of inept with electronics. The answer lies with either Comcast or DirecTV with packages. We ended up with DirecTV. We do save some money compared to Comcast. But building it the other way with the streaming services, way beyond me.
So it was a matter of, it was too much for you technologically to handle, to do all of that. Okay.
Yeah. Were you saving money though?
Did you legitimately save money on your bill?
If we had been able to do the streaming, we would have saved quite a bit.
Yeah.
The way it is today, we save about $20 a month.
I got you. Thanks for the call, Roy.
Thank you.
Jared says, I cut the cord from Comcast for TV. I now have Comcast Internet, Sling TV with extra packages, Netflix, HBO, and HD antenna, all for $120 a month.
Well, and Paul's not here, kind of echoing what Roy said. Paul's not here, but I think this is what he would say, because I've seen him respond to some of our tweets with this. That's just too much for him. The idea, like, remember he was talking about, sometimes I don't want to bounce from my DVR on Comcast Xfinity to Netflix because it's too much effort.
Yeah, he doesn't want to hit input.
Going to Netflix. Yeah, he don't want to hit input and then go on the TV to that. Now that's a little much just to go from that to Netflix, but if you're going from Netflix to Hulu to Amazon to ESPN Plus to YouTube TV, if that's your entire existence, if you don't have a hub, like I would consider DirecTV for me the hub, right? You go on, you turn on, you hit power all, it's going to pop on whatever channel you had it on before. It's on there. And I can immediately go into my DVR and see if I have anything to watch if I want to. I can also go and watch the Braves game because I know exactly where it is. I can see what's on the ESPNs at that point. That's my hub. But then if I want to go into Netflix, then I'm in Netflix for the next hour or so. If I have, let's say, 90 minutes to watch TV at night, which is about how much time I have to actually watch what I want to watch at night, then if I get into Netflix, I'm staying in Netflix. I am reluctant to bounce back and forth between a lot of different outlets. So I can understand that reluctance with it. And if you cut the cord, that's all you're doing. You're bouncing between a bunch of different streaming services.
And that's another thing I love about Xfinity. Netflix is available through the Xfinity platform, so I don't have to switch to go to watch something on Netflix on the television.
So it's inside.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
There's a channel for it?
I hit the little button and say Netflix on the voice remote, and Netflix pops up on the television.
Well, see, on my TV now, I have a Sharp TV, and I guess they have a contract with Netflix. There's a Netflix button, a red button at the bottom of my remote. You hit that, and it goes to Netflix.
Yeah. It's very convenient.
Let's go to Jeremy. Actually, hang with us, Jeremy. We've got loaded lines. We're going to go rapid-fire phones when we return to begin the hour. R.A. Dickey joins us today at 12:15. We're off to a great start. with the calls.
This has been terrific, and we are going to talk a lot about this today. At some point also in the next hour, I'm going to get into my conversation with DirecTV yesterday to present the DirecTV side of this.
Midday 180, served up by Wendy's, that are on their first contract. Some of them may have just received an extension, but the idea is first contract players will go through position by position with him. He sent me his list last night. It's an interesting one, and with some other options available that he chose not to draft for his starting 11 offense. We'll do the starting defense with him on Thursday. But that's coming up today at 1 o'clock. 615-737-1045, our number. We mentioned the eight kids rescued in Thailand out of that flooded cave after 18 days.
Great news.
All reported relatively healthy as you could be after something like that. So that is wonderful news. And we've been watching Wimbledon in studio. There's the final four, the semis of the World Cup going on starting today. We'll keep you updated on. That's cool, too.
Topic that we're discussing throughout the start of the show today, to cut the cord or not cut the cord. This is sort of a great midday 180 debate. And what we're getting at is we've had a representative on from Comcast Xfinity. We're talking a little bit about DirecTV, but we've heard from a lot of people that have made they've taken the plunge. They've completely cut the cord from satellite or cable companies. They're 100% streaming now. What are the benefits to it? How easily accessible is it? How easy is it to navigate? Pros and cons on every side. We've mentioned before, Hutton and I, we're DirecTV customers, have been for a while. We're happy with that service. David Reed, Comcast Xfinity customer, he's happy with that service. Convince us why we're wrong and why we need to change.
And
we're very intrigued by the concept of cutting the cord, but we've yet to be convinced that this is the way to go.
I think there are a lot of people like us that have heard about this but haven't truly dipped their toe in the water, so to speak. I think a couple of years ago, it was difficult to do this because there are so many different things you had to fit together with the puzzle. I think it's much easier now, and I disagree with Reed. I do think people are saving a ton of money on this per year by doing what they're doing.
Yeah, if the numbers are right, what we're seeing on Twitter, people are saving close to $100, I would say, a month. Now, I'll give you my example. I called DirecTV yesterday. My bill had gotten to be $184 a month, which is just too much. And yes. I basically called just to tell them, look, I'm paying way too much each week. I want to find a way. I'm not trying to just say, hey, give me a discount and give me everything that I've had before. Let's find a way where we can get this thing manageable. Well, I talked to one person. My entire wait, by the way, was about 2 minutes. I waited 1 minute for the first customer service person. They sent me to another customer relations person at that point after talking to them for probably 3 to 5 minutes. I successfully trimmed my bill from $184 a month to $139 a month. They
Victory.
Gave me a $20 loyalty discount for the next 12 months. They took $10 a month off of HBO and Showtime. I told them I still enjoy HBO Showtime. They actually kicked in Cinemax for free for 6 months. I made sure to tell them I don't want to start getting charged for Cinemax after 6 months. They said, no, it'll just come off the books. At 6 months, it'll go away. You'll never pay for it. I said, okay, great. And got it down to $139 a month. Now, that's still more than cutting the cord. If I were to piece together streaming services around each other, then that would be, you know, it'd be less than $139 a month. But I'm a lot more okay with $139 as opposed to $184. And this is my biggest complaint, though, with DirecTV. And it sounds like, talking to Sarah Jo Walker, some of the same restrictions apply to Comcast. I want a la carte. I want to get to a world where we can go a la carte with the networks that I want. I know not 100% I can do that, but if I go from one package to one below that, it's eliminating NHL Network. It's eliminating NBA TV. It's eliminating NFL Network. I can't do that. So I asked the question, can I keep all those sports channels and eliminate some of those entertainment channels you mentioned in that? And they can't do that. So instead, they gave me a $20 company loyalty discount. But these are some of the things that we're interested in finding out about cutting the cord. Can you go more a la carte? And how difficult is it to watch live sports? 615-737-1045.
Let's go. Let me give an example of that. I think with the a la carte issue, I'll use a small example. I won't go Disney here, but it's Scripps Networks. They own, to my knowledge, they own like HGTV, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Travel Channel, those networks. If you just want HGTV, my guess is they're not going to let you do that because they need the coverage of these other networks as a part of their bundle that they're selling to Comcast or whatever the rate is.
They put all those together.
So I think that presents part of the issue.
Well, and see, that would be, and I'm with you, they definitely have like a bunch of networks owned by the same company that are all included in a certain package. Well, I need to go in and take off that portion of it. Like if you told me you're going to take off Cooking Channel and Travel and all that,
right.
Okay, I can live with that. But you can't take NBA TV. That's the problem. They're all in the same package upgrade.
Right.
So I can't eliminate part of this bunch and then keep the other bunch. That's the problem I have right now with DirecTV. And it seems like it's a similar issue with Comcast.
The advertising push is on for YouTube TV. And a lot of people, I've got some friends who simply use this now. Jeremy has called in. He's a YouTube TV subscriber. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, guys. First of all, I'll preface it by saying that I'm a Metro teacher here in Nashville, and I'm pretty good with technology. So anything I can do to save a little bit of money is worth it for me. And it's not too terribly difficult for me to get it all straightened out, like the other guy was saying. But YouTube TV, I've had it since the day it was available in Nashville. They've got all of our local channels. They've got all the major sports channels except for NFL Network, which is a sacrifice for some people. But the best thing about it is when you set it up, you actually set up your favorite sports teams in the app. And so whenever I sign in, if Titans are playing, they're right there. If the Predators are playing, it's the first thing that pops up.
How are you watching this, Jeremy? On your iPad, on your phone?
Well, that's the other thing that David Reed was talking about was, you know, the voice remote and all that. Well, you can get, I mean, it's an investment up front, but you can get either a Roku box or an Amazon Fire TV box that basically works exactly the same as a cable box. You've got a remote, it's there. The main menu is kind of just an app layout, similar kind of to what you would expect like an iPad layout to look like, but it's on your TV.
Yep.
And so, I mean, if I want to watch Netflix, I just hit Netflix. If I want to watch, you know, YouTube TV, I go there, and their interface is almost identical to what you would see in like a Comcast, you know, channel lineup layout. Except
does
for
it
what
look
I was
like,
saying is they know your favorites. They know what you want to watch.
Well, Jeremy, let me ask you this. Does it, if you're watching on a television, does it look like you're watching Comcast or DirecTV? Does it ever buffer? Does it look like you're watching a computer screen, or does it look like television? I guess is the best way to ask it.
It's always HD. Now that's going to depend on your Wi-Fi strength. Like if you've got really cheap Wi-Fi and it's slow and it might have to buffer. But before getting to YouTube TV, I had tried Sling and I had tried PlayStation View, a couple others, and like Sling, I had a lot of trouble with the buffering. But that's why I think so many people like YouTube TV is they're using the same interface that YouTube uses. So, I mean, you think about how many times does YouTube ever buffer for you? Probably never, because Google's got that all worked out and it's optimized so that it doesn't have to. And they've used that same technology in their TV streaming service.
Jeremy, thank you. This is where it's headed. There's also a part of me, I'm thinking that during this call, I want all the bugs and wrinkles and kinks worked out before I subscribe. I'll let everyone else pay for it for another year or two, and then it's going to be perfected. Maybe it's already right there. Maybe it's to that point.
And I wrote down YouTube TV as something I'm very interested in. I'm glad we got Jeremy's perspective on that. Here's my question also with YouTube TV. Once they get all the bugs and kinks worked out the way you said, Hutton, how long until it's $184 a month to view it? It's only going to go up. They're getting people right now at $40 a month or whatever it is because it's new. And they're going to get as many subscribers as possible. And then once they start to dominate the market, people are going to look down at their bill and it's going to look just like a Comcast bill or just like a DirecTV bill. That's my fear. That, yes, something like this is going to take over, a YouTube TV, a Sling TV. Another one we're seeing a lot on Twitter that I wrote down, PlayStation View, which I didn't even know what that was until I saw it. How long until those services start to up their monthly fees? because everyone is using them because they know it's superior.
What's up, Darren?
Yes.
Go right ahead, man.
Great. How are you guys?
Great.
Hey, so we've had Comcast since we moved here 5 years ago, and they've been pretty awesome. But we live in the Inverse Corner area, and I found DirecTV Now when it first came out a year and a half ago, and it is amazing. As long as you're never get rid of it, you're locked in for the same price every month for forever, as long as you have it.
And that's just the online version of DirecTV?
Right. And they just recently changed the interface. So now it's now you have DVR involved. It's awesome. It started out at $35 a month, and I could add HBO and Cinemax each for $5 a month, and I've just left it that way. I get Golf Channel, all the sports channels I wanted. When the Predators are playing, it's on. All the hockey, tennis, anything you want is on there. And as long as you don't, I don't know what the, if you were to sign up now, I'm not sure what they offer, but when they first came out with it, they said as long as you have it and don't discontinue service, your bill will be that for as long as you have it. And mine is always just, I think it's $43 a month for it. So, but we had to keep Comcast because high-speed internet in our area is the best. So that's where we have.
I've found Comcast Xfinity internet to be far superior to any other option.
We have awesome, but we can't. We still have to have a box just because it's the cheapest way to go. So we still have basic channels, but we never watch them. I mean, we basically have it just for internet.
Darren, thanks for the call, Darren. We're hearing from. We've actually got someone on the line. We'll get to when we come back. That works for DirecTV. Big complaint I hear about DirecTV. I don't want something that's going to go out when it rains. Every time it rains, I can count on maybe two hands the amount of times that I've had any difficulty in a storm with DirecTV. It very rarely goes out. But that's my question also with streaming services. Not every Wi-Fi connection is foolproof. It never is. When your internet is acting up or it's slow, is it going to start buffering in the middle of that Titans game that you're watching on YouTube TV? I mean, the same complaints that people have about DirecTV, I feel like you could apply to cutting the cord if your wireless internet connection ever acts up, which, let's face it, it's going to act up at some point. Even if you've got great wireless, it's going to act up eventually and be a little bit slow.
We want your cord cutting story. 615-737-1045, our number. Midday 180 served up by Wendy's.
Time to talk to you about your health and how you can get healthier. That is with LT360. It's a company run by sports-minded, athletic people like Scott Oatsvall. I'm telling you, it's worked for me. It's worked for so many Zone listeners out there. It's all about getting healthy, living the right way, getting rid of visceral fat, and getting healthier at a cellular level. It's that simple. They're going to get you healthier. You're going to lose weight. You're going to feel better. Give LT360 a call right now. 615-312-8244. It's online at LT360.com. They have offices in Brentwood, Franklin, Goodlettsville, McMinnville, and Murfreesboro. And it's a transformational process. If you suffer from food allergies, thyroid problems, hormone imbalances, sinus infections, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or diabetes, you can get rid of any and all these problems by simply living healthier with LT360. Give them a call now. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate when it comes to your own health. 615-312-8244 or online at LT360.com.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations in your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Fazoli's. 615-737-1045, our number. Reach jealous.
You guys good?
It's all excellent.
You answer really these good. Phones by yourself for the next few minutes?
I mean, you're just a screener, Reed.
Yeah, right? That's all I am. So
I saw Reed in there. He was almost setting up like an Italian buffet in the production room. Yeah. He's got so much food back there.
I love me some Fazoli's.
We're loving the loaded lines right now. 615-737-1045. We give the number. If you, as you hear someone jump on the show, that means a line is available for you. We're discussing cord cutting, and we go to Clint up on line one, who's been waiting patiently. What's up, Clint?
What's going on, guys? Doing all right?
Yeah, man.
Doing great. Thanks.
So I actually work for DirecTV, and I've run into a lot of installs where people have went to cutting the cord, thought they'd just save all kinds of money, thought it was going to be easier for them. Well, it goes for about 2 months, and they have us come out, and it was just too much work. They didn't save as much. You know, they wanted to build a, when the commercials come on a football game, they wanted to be able to go over back to something else, and they couldn't do that because they had to swap apps, go back. But I think a lot of it is they just don't like the ease of it. You know, it's not easy for them.
Well, and that's kind of where we are right now, Clint, is Hutton and I are both saying we're such creatures of habit, it's going to be difficult. If you consume a lot of television, especially live sporting events, it's difficult to change those habits. So I'm having a hard time even thinking about switching from DirecTV to Comcast, which right now the most appealing option to me that I've heard would be switching from DirecTV to Comcast. But because I'm such a creature of habit, I don't want to change. So getting people to change, and then, as you mentioned, not just getting them to change, but once they change, making sure they're happy with that change is the difficult step in this process. And getting used to that everyday routine of going to 7 different streaming services is not easy.
I mean, like me, I watch a football game. Okay, commercial comes up for halftime. I'm not, you know, don't really care what's going on. I'm not switch over to Discovery Channel or something like that.
Right.
That's a completely different app. You can't just go back and forth with a click of a button. That's too much going on for me and a lot of my customers that I deal with.
Clint, thank you, man. I see where he's coming from. That would be also Paul's chief complaint with cutting the cord and why he refuses to do it to this point, is that ease. But I think things are simplifying on other platforms to where you can just, with the click of a mouse or the scroll on a cell phone, or in some cases now remotes that are synced up with YouTube TV or Netflix or anything like that, I think you'll be able to do things much easier moving forward.
Friend of the show, Brandon Wright of the NBA, former Brentwood Academy and North Carolina standout, he texts me.
Has he cut the cord?
He texts me and he says this. He said, I had DirecTV in Memphis for 2 months. Every single time it rained, it would get glitchy or completely go out. This was DirecTV in Memphis. He said he had to switch back to Xfinity for that reason. So not everyone's experience with DirecTV is the same. You know, I guess depending on, I don't know, your location of your house, you know, how a storm hits your home, how a storm hits that dish, I guess it could go out more. I'm telling you from my experience, I have not had that happen that often.
Man, it's changed a lot with the installation. I remember when DirecTV, I mentioned yesterday I had PrimeStar growing up on the farm in McMinnville in Morrison. And
PrimeStar.
They were bought out by DirecTV, and they had to come and switch the satellites. And we were not given an option, from what I recall, of where the satellite would need to be on the house and the direction it needed to be facing, right? Like, it's not like we had a bunch of trees in the way, but they needed it facing a certain way to sync up with the satellite. Well, I recently had DirecTV installed on my new house last week, and I got to choose where I wanted the dish. That's how much it's changed.
Yeah, see, I recall when we built our home, they were like, this is where it needs to go. You know, they kind of came out and said, this is where we need to put it.
We had the guy out, and he was like, so where would you like me to mount this? And I'm like, facing the backyard on the back of the home? He's like, yeah, no problem. No issues. Let's go next to Sandra. Sandra, thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. So I've run the gamut. I was an Xfinity customer for 14 years, and then we moved. And now I am a satellite customer, and I won't go there yet. But I cut the cord with Xfinity and was just total streaming for over a year. And I saved literally about $100 a month doing that. We streamed all of our games, big Preds fans, big Titans fans, big Tennessee Vols fans. Never had any issues.
So how many services did you stream? And now you saved $100, but it was it Netflix, HBO Go? How many things did you put together to make sure that, especially when you were watching all those live sports?
Well, the live sports, we used YouTube TV 100% for that.
Okay.
And then for movies and entertainment and just the, you know, binging TV, Netflix and Hulu.
Okay.
That's it.
And that's it. And you were saving $100 a month.
Yep.
Doing that?
Yep.
Now, have you stuck with that?
No, because now I have satellite internet and it sucks. So, Xfinity is not where we live now, but that would be my preference. Their internet is amazing. So, if you just get the internet, get unlimited internet, and stream your shows, you're good to go.
So where you live now, you're not getting a good internet connection, or Comcast isn't available there, so
right. You've
gone to DirecTV to watch television.
We have Dish TV for
Dish
television.
Dish TV, okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, same thing, just different name.
Supporting you're a Tennessee fan, you're supporting a Tennessee booster, so I understand.
Yeah, that's right.
Smart of you.
Sandra, thank you.
Yep, you bet.
Charlie,
$100 a month, is that's worth it.
Oh, I mean, look, I don't like, $35 a month was worth it for me to call DirecTV to get, you know, paying $35, $40 less a month. $100, as you said, it's $1,200 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's
worth having to hit the input button on the remote to me.
Yes.
I think.
Yes. I would agree. $100 certainly is. What is the level that it's not?
Well,
is it $30 convenience fee to have everything in one spot?
And then you have the comment you made was, eventually these prices will go up. So
I feel like
we're doing
the smart thing, Hutton, by sitting back and waiting and working with our current provider.
I think we are. I'm not sure if I am or not.
But
I guess we are.
Now, maybe we're not, because everyone's getting these great deals right now and saving $100, then it's eventually going to go up. But I'm not. We talked about trust yesterday with sports teams. I don't fully trust this process. I think YouTube TV is about to go up 100% at some point. It's going to go from $40 a month to $80 a month because they're going to start offering more things. And then eventually everything's going to look like the cable bill. Once these huge conglomerates take over in any form or fashion, it's going to start out cheap, and then it's going to be like every other thing you pay for. It's going to be way too much.
Those in the know that cover the media business, they say that 22 million adults in the U.S. canceled cable or satellite TV last year alone.
That is a concerning number for these companies.
615-737-1045, our number. Paul is on line 6. He's going to lead us off when we come back, and we'll go rapid fire in this next segment. But he says he cut the cord 7 years ago. I want to know what was available 7 years ago for him to cut the cord.
When we come back, we'll speak to the first man who ever cut the cord in the state of Tennessee. Paul will join us.
Midday 180, served up by Wendy's.
To all our male listeners out there, I've been telling you for several months now about my friends over at Cool Springs MD. Over the years, more men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances, and Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife Daphne, along with their experienced staff, give men the treatments required to improve their quality of life. The services at Cool Springs MD have already helped many men of Brentwood and Nashville and the surrounding areas in Tennessee improve their immune systems, their energy levels, their cognitive function, and more. They are there to connect you with the medical care you need to have a healthy, enriched life. And there's no better time to achieve a healthy lifestyle than this summer. What are you waiting for? Give Cool Springs MD a call today for an appointment at 615-660-6900. That's 615-660-6900. Or visit their website at coolspringsmd.com.
Being on the line with us right now.
It feels great, honestly. My wife and I decided once we had our daughter, we were just, cable was out, it was too expensive. We still get internet through Comcast, which is like $45 a month.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as far as Titans games, any major sporting event, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, they all cover them.
So is it like an antenna setup, or how are you?
Yeah, $30 for an antenna. I get about 30 channels.
Through the HD antenna?
Yep, HD antenna. Haven't missed a Titans game since. Seen every Super Bowl, every NBA Finals, every NHL Finals.
I'm really ignorant when it comes to the HD antennas. When you say $30 for the HD antenna, is that $30 a month, or are you just paying
$30
a month?
No, $30 free. You one-time fee, and that's it.
Put it in. You said you get 30 channels with that.
Yeah, roughly around 30 channels.
Now, do you do Netflix also, Amazon Prime, any of that?
We did Netflix for a little bit, but you know what?
I spend a lot less time in front of the screen. Like, it, since we cut it 7 years ago, I don't think I'd ever go back.
Yeah. I mean, you sound much more productive than me when it comes to that. So I don't know if you're the right person for me to talk to.
He enjoys card games instead of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm not looking for less time in front of a screen. I'm looking for ways to optimize my time in front of the screen.
There are days where I wish I could be like Paul, though, and just be able to cut the cord completely. Not just cut the cord to go watch it on another device. Not have to watch anything.
Yeah, there are times that are good to get away from it, totally. But, I mean, I'm always going to want to go back to it at some point. I want to have that option. Let's not act rash. I don't want to completely cut. I don't want to go what we call with David Reed, the dark ages, as Reed went for 3 years without anything.
Well, I went and got a book out of the other room last night, and Lindsay was like, what are you going to do with that? I'm going to read it. What do you think I'm going to do with it?
Reed and I once shared an office at the old building. If you listen to our interview with Kix Brooks, that's the building that yes. we were referring to in that Lakeland interview.
Studios.
Yeah, they are now. But in the old building, David and I shared an office, and it was one of the larger offices in the building, mm-hmm. the corner of a hallway, at the end of a hallway. And I'd comment, this was during the time where he completely was dark on cable TV. So I'd come in each day and I would be like, hey man, did you see such and such? Did you watch this? Did you see that? Nope. Missed it. Haven't seen it. So I'd have to get it. I was his TV guide. I would recap things that happened, and he would be up to date on pop culture.
I think we should.
Hey, did you see what happened on Kardashians last night?
We should institute that on the show. Hutton comes in and recaps one show a day for David Reed on air. Last night's episode of The Bachelorette from Jonathan Hutton. Did you give like a 10-minute recap?
No, unfortunately, I saw way too much of The Bachelorette last night. I tell you also what I saw way too much of on Sunday night was this Kristen Cavallari show. That's miserable.
Is this, so Lindsay's into the show?
It was on after whatever she was watching. Jay Cutler is the most likable person on this show.
Wow.
And he's not likable.
Wow. That is a hot take right there. Jay Cutler, the most likable person on any show.
These are some of the most miserable people I've ever seen in my life.
I'm going to watch it now. I'm all about watching reality shows with miserable people.
It's not scripted?
Real Housewives of Orange County?
It's not like The Hills or anything like that?
Well, I mean, it's a reality.
I watched it.
It's a quote-unquote reality show. I guess it's about her getting her...
They live here.
Company or whatever off the ground. Yeah.
So they're filming here in Nashville. Then.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phones. Let's say hello to Jimmy, who is a cord cutter. Tell us the story, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great, mate.
I'm a cord cutter, and I have PlayStation View. It's about $100 cheaper than what I was paying with DirecTV. The good thing about PlayStation View is it has a package with all the sports channels, NFL TV, NBA TV, MLB TV. It's also got a package with NFL Red Zone that's like $10 a month. But the thing, it's all under one package. It's pretty easy. It's the same as any cable provider I've ever had. And I think the thing about it is, yes, I agree with Chad that all the streaming services will go up here eventually. The thing is, I just want to get my savings while I can now. It's like $1,000 a year over the next 2 years or however long they keep these deals going. It's good enough for me.
Pardon my ignorance here. Do you have to own a PlayStation to have PlayStation View, or is this just a service that you can put on your television?
It's a service just like the YouTube TV.
Okay, so you do not have to own a PlayStation.
No, I have it through Apple TVs.
Okay. Now, the all sports package. You said NFL Red Zone's $10 more a month. For your package right now, all sports, do you get networks, local channels on it also?
Yeah, it just recently added ABC probably a few months ago, and that was the last local channel they needed here for Nashville.
How much a month?
Plus, it's total for me is 70 because I've got the sports package plus the Red Zone package plus HBO.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
So $40 a month for YouTube TV. I'm trying to weigh right now if you were to go to one of these, to me, YouTube TV is the most intriguing. But I like the options on PlayStation View if you can get NFL Network, NBA TV, all of that with a quote-unquote sports package to go along with local channels and everything else. and get NFL Red Zone for $10. That's way too much. I'm not paying $10 a month to have NFL Red Zone for 20 Sundays during the year.
Oh, I don't know. That $10 a month?
I think it's $10. The way I understood it is $10 a month for the year, for the entire year. If you're paying $10 a month just for the season, maybe, I'm not having a surplus of that for the year. But I saw a PlayStation View, and I'm immediately thinking, okay, you have to own a PlayStation to have this, and I'm just not that interested. But if you don't, then this intrigues me. We're learning so much today, Hutton.
I mean, at the end of all this, I'm going to go, I will want to subscribe to YouTube TV. Every question I have has been answered so far by listeners about YouTube TV. For instance, the pricing. I'm being told now that you're locked into your price for as long as you want to be a subscriber. That is your price.
I also think that we have some decision bias going on. I'm guilty of this. If I make a decision, I'm going to do something. I'm selling that decision to everyone. I don't have regrets when I make the call on something business-wise or a purchase. I typically make that purchase, then I can defend that purchase and tell you why it's awesome. There's probably some of that too. I can't buy everything that's being said. That just seems too easy and perfect.
With some Maybe of these.
There,
it is, though.
There has to be issues.
It might be now. Danny, is it too easy and perfect?
I think it's easy. I end up dropping my internet and cable. And the only thing I use, I have an unlimited phone plan, also with tethering. So I have that DirecTV now through the Apple TV. I just hook my phone, basically put on a Wi-Fi hotspot and connect it directly to my Apple TV. And I have no issues with the DirecTV now like the other guy who's talking about has a DVR, all the other functions. But that saved me. I'm a former employee from AT&T and DirecTV, even with the employee discount. I was still saving over $150 a month.
So how much are you paying right now? Like $15 to do that?
No, I have the top tier, so it's $70, so like $170 for my just the phone and the TV, and I have like the top tier package from the DirecTV now. Otherwise, it could be a lot less. The cheapest tier is $35 a month, but I like having some more of those movie channels like FXX and that. So
Danny, tell us about DirecTV now. I've seen this on DirecTV. I don't know much about it. What exactly is it?
What it is, it's a similar app to like how they're talking about the PlayStation View and all that. What it does, it basically gives you a guide like you'd see normally with your DirecTV. You get access to the DVRs, do the recordings. To me, it's very similar to what you would expect to see with DirecTV. The best thing about it is I didn't have to put any holes on my house or anything on my yard.
So it is DirecTV, essentially, but just a streaming version of DirecTV without the satellite.
Correct, and cheaper. And you're not going to get that shopping network television. It's closer to an a la carte than I've seen of anything else.
Why am I not doing this right now? I mean, how much cheaper is it?
Let's see, for that top-tier package with everything, I think it has 120 channels. It cuts out a lot of the ones that no one ever watches. It's $70 a month.
$70 a month.
Then also, if you have, like, say, your phone service through AT&T, you get the HBO free for life, so you don't have to pay for that. Then anything else, like he said before, it's just $5 extra. So if you don't have the phone plan, it's $15 extra. You're paying about $85 for HBO, Showtime, Stars, and all the channels that you want. And best thing about it, too, is if you go into an AT&T store and ask them, hey, I'm interested in this, they'll actually walk you through it, how to use it. And if you prepay for the first 3 months, they give you a free Apple 4K TV that's $180 in the store. They give it to you for free.
Wow.
So that's why me and my wife went to that, and saving all this money also by not having the internet. Like, granted, you have to be somewhere with good cell phone coverage to do this, but other than that, we don't have any issues. We've been extremely happy with it.
Danny, thanks for the call.
If you're in a certain service area, you're set with that.
I've been completely turned. I was all in on YouTube TV being the option, and Danny's call just completely changed me to DirecTV now.
We're all cutting the cord after today's show.
Well, it's $70 a month, and I'm still getting DirecTV. I don't have to change anything. I know where everything is on DirecTV, but I get rid of the satellite dish. I'm paying less money, and I'm getting HBO for life as part of it.
See, I can't.
And HBO now.
I cannot get rid of my TV currently because of Claire's DVR shows. Like, she's a
Are these shows she's already watched or she hasn't watched?
No, she has not watched them. I've got like 7%.
Here's what I offer up to you and Claire.
Oh my gosh.
She should take a week off work. You guys don't go anywhere and she just clears that DVR out. And then you can get rid of it.
No, the problem is as she watches a show, the next one records. So it just replaces itself. It never ends. It's like a waterfall of shows.
But I'm saying at least get caught up and then subscribe to that. Then you can start recording on DirecTV Now. It's got a DVR function too. So then once you swap out, then you can start recording the new ones.
How many shows do you think you have recorded on that DVR right now?
I have a couple of different high school football games that I've recorded simply for the fact that I can watch the opens because different production crews want the open filmed and shot differently. So I before I go do TSSAA, I'll watch the open to see the format. Or before I do Friday Night Rivals, I'll just refresh myself. That's why I keep those. And basketball is different than football for how they want to set up the key players and different things. So I keep one of each of those. And then I have 60 Minutes and Dateline NBC.
Tennessee Crossroads,
although there hasn't been a new one recorded lately.
Hunt's a 75-year-old man, is what we're finding out today.
Ask This Old House and The This Old House Hour. Those are two different shows, and I record both.
This Old House Hour?
Yeah.
You no longer have a This Old House, so are you going to keep watching This Old House?
Oh, I love it, man. Okay. And I would love for them to come do something at the house. I want to know how you get on that show.
I think you have to have an old house to begin with.
Like they just finished their season where they're in Charleston revamping this amazing house in South Carolina. It was great.
I have something.
Everyone go home and DVR This Old House.
Yeah, the ratings going to be through the roof locally now that Hutton sold the sales pitch you've given. I have a very sad confession to make about my DVR when we come back, and we'll take more phone calls.
Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. I use Brentwood Hearing Center for my IFB on the football sidelines, the earpiece, News Channel 5, Friday Night Rivals. They are the hearing care provider in Middle Tennessee. Brentwood Hearing Center offers four doctors of audiology with more than 85 years of combined experience, led by Ann Bowling and Tanya Williams. Recent studies show that people wait sometimes as long as 7 years when they first think they're having a hearing challenge until they do something about it. So if you're someone who's been putting off that visit to have your hearing tested, there's no reason to hesitate. If you're like so many people, you've driven right by Brentwood Hearing Center on I-65, it's time to give them a call and find out what sounds you've missed. Well, you've been sitting around the family dinner table or sitting in that big meeting at the office or maybe at a sporting event. Give them a call today at 615-377-0420. 377-0420. Brentwood Hearing Center. Your sound solution for over 30 years. Their convenient location, it's right off of I-65 on Franklin Pike. It's at the Brentwood Old Hickory exit there off of I-65. You can pay them a visit, their exact address, plug it into your phone, 5544 Franklin Pike, Suite 100. Don't miss what matters most. They'll help you get off the sidelines and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today, 615-377-0420, and visit them online at BrentwoodHearingCenter.com.
It's been described as being as fluffy as marshmallows. Some say its tasty cookies are like graham crackers, and others claim it's as sweet as chocolate. Still, throughout the years, this celestial treat has been compared to the size of the moon. It's the moon pie, and it shines brighter than ever in a galaxy of
Tennessee Crossroads, man. One of my favorites.
Is that a trip to Bell Buckle for the moon pie? That's where the Moon Pie Festival happens.
I think they're actually going to Chattanooga to discover its origins.
PK's favorite spot, Bell Buckle. This is David Reed's next job, by the way, what we just heard right there, that voiceover work.
No, that's the actual on-site reporting. He just wants to be the guy who pitched. He wants to be the pitch man.
Why would you not want to do the on-site reporting?
Really? To me, that would be the fun part.
Yeah,
I want to go to all on-site. These old homes and different things.
Yeah.
615-737-1045 number. Yeah.
This celestial treat.
Let's go next to DJ. Hey, DJ.
How's it going?
Great, man.
I got YouTube TV. I've had it for a while now. I actually got it first from my grandpa. He's over 80 and not really good with technology, but we got him a little Fire Stick. It's got 6 buttons on the remote, and he figured it out in about 2 days. Now, the biggest thing is the first 30 days is free. So you can
get it while you have DirecTV and record whatever you want and catch up.
Do any issues? No buffering, no issues whatsoever for you?
I haven't had any issues at all. Actually, I still have DirecTV, and I have not turned that box on in 4 months. Not one time.
So you have DirecTV and YouTube TV?
Yeah, well, I'm actually watching his YouTube TV account. I was trying to fix... I got his setup on my phone first before I got his TV. And I couldn't get a local game, so I started watching it at home on my couch. And all of a sudden, a little button popped up. It connected to my Xbox, and I could cast YouTube TV to my Xbox. And now I started watching everything on YouTube TV. So once my contract's up, I'm getting ready to DirecTV.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call, DJ.
I would love to be in the meetings, in these boardrooms, for Xfinity and for DirecTV as they discuss how they're going to combat YouTube.
Well, that's how DirecTV Now came about, I'm sure.
Well, but there has to be more. They have to be very competitive with that, with how aggressive YouTube TV has been in their advertising, right? And the price points and what you can offer and different things. I mean,
they have the backing of Google, too.
Yes.
How do you defeat that? I mean, that would be
Disney.
I'll give you the antidote to Google. It's Disney.
The last time that question was asked, it was being asked by Ash Jeeves, and they didn't figure it out. So,
Bing.
Microsoft couldn't figure it out.
I would love to be in the boardroom with Bing when they were saying, "Guys, how are we going to handle this Google problem? How do we combat this company, this little startup known as Google?"
We go next to Greg. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I've cut the cord last January. I actually left Comcast. The introductory rate was up, and I was going to be spending about $225 a month. And I did a lot of research. I did Hulu Now.
Hey, talk directly in your phone if you can, Greg. We're having a hard time hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you go.
I did a lot of research on it and decided on DirecTV Now. And like some of the other callers have said, you know, there's a trial that you can do, so you can try it out for a few days or up to 30 days with YouTube TV. But right now I've got Comcast Internet. I pay $60 a month and then $35 for DirecTV Now. And I get about 120 channels, all local channels, all the sports channels, and the biggest thing was trying to get my wife on board, but if she can figure it out, I'm pretty sure anybody can.
How'd you do that?
Please, well, instruct us.
The first time I came home, she was just sitting there, staring at a blank TV, so she couldn't figure out how to turn it on, but just sat down and showed her how to do it. It's just like anything else, and it's going to be a learning curve. But
do you have DVR on DirecTV Now? Can you record shows just like you do on DirecTV?
You can, but there's some other streaming options available where you can get HD quality through. I mean, if you get a Fire Stick, and I'll give you
just specifically DirecTV Now is what I'm asking about. Can you get HD recordings through a DVR? Can you set things to record just like you would on DirecTV through DirecTV Now?
Yes, they've recently added DVR functionality. They didn't have it at first when I signed up, but now they. You get 20 hours included with it.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm telling you, man, DirecTV, the people selling DirecTV Now.
To get worked out.
The people selling DirecTV Now have done a good job of selling that service. So here's what I found out that's sort of embarrassing to admit. With DirecTV, there is a limit on the amount of shows you can record the series. You know, you hit it twice and you record the entire series. You record every episode. 100 is the limit. I had 100 shows recorded for the entire series at one point. Now, granted, a lot of these are...
like Mad Men or something, or Seinfeld.
Muppet Babies. You know, shows like that for Evie also that we had recorded. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
It'll only keep 100 of that same show.
No. You don't keep as many... It'll keep as long... You have an amount you can have in there. I could have 15 shows of one of them on there. You have the amount of hours you have on the DVR. I'm saying you can only record 100 shows to record it all. Not 100 in there, just 100 different series. So what I had to do is go back, and I had Parks and Rec on there, The Office, Mad Men, shows that have been canceled. You know, not canceled, but are done. So I would just go through and delete those. I deleted 20. I was trying to record Sharp Objects on HBO and hit record the series, and it wouldn't let me do it. It's the first time I've ever seen that. It says you have too many series recorded. So I went in there, and sure enough, it's 100. That's the limit of shows you can record. So the unfortunate thing for me is I actually had 100 shows that I had recorded all. That's a problem. 100 different series recorded.
There is a massive story right now circulating on Twitter involving LeSean McCoy and his girlfriend. We'll tell you about that coming up. R.A. Dickey joins us at 12:15 today. It's the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's.